Years ago, just days before I was to take off for college on the West Coast, and long before the wonder of cell phones, I joked to my parents that if I ran out of funds, I'd send a message by drum that said, "Mom, send money." And while my dad smiled at my attempted humor, my mother, ever the school teacher, launched into a stately narrative on the history of just such a drum, an ancient West African one, a drum shaped like an hourglass she called a talking drum. The talking drum from the Ghana Empire around 300 of the Common Era is a West African hourglass-shaped drum whose pitch can be altered to artificially reflect the rhythmic patterns, tone, and inflections of human speech. And depending upon how the player strikes the head of the drum, using a curved, shaped mallet, the talking drum can also mimic pitch variation used by the human voice, leading to the instrument being called a talking drum. Talking drums are called different names in various West African languages. In Yoruba, it's a dundun, and in Wolof and Mandinka, it's referred to as tama, historically used in sacred rituals, celebrations, storytelling by griots, and to call people together to discuss village issues with assigned percussive patterns and rhythms that announce the nature of the call. To negotiate the instrument, the player holds the drum, made from animal hide, between their arm and torso. Applying pressure on the many strings that encase the drum, the player can simultaneously strike the head of the drum with the mallet in one hand, slapping the drum head with the other hand, while compressing and relaxing the tension on the strings, in order to create a phrase or to initiate a musical conversation that rises and falls like vocal inflections during conversation. With the dawn of cell phones, long-range radios, television, and the internet overshadowing the regular employment of talking drums as an essential means of communication, the instrument as a tool exists today more for celebration and entertainment than for sending messages, with players still honored members of society as curators of West African cultural traditions. The importance and power of communicating messages across vast distances and villages was as valued then as it is today. A queen or king would dispatch a drummer throughout their land as a messenger, using the language of the talking drum for warnings, invitational calls for celebration, or for the distribution of daily news. With modernity and the many technical platforms used for communication today, comes a reminder that communication using musical instruments, symbols, cave paintings, early rock formations, and writing illumine humanity's long-standing desire to disseminate ideas. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.